week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the April 30th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. As we come to the end of a barren sports month due to the coronavirus pandemic, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Nigerian footballer Wilfred Ndidi. The 23-year-old midfielder was named Leicester City's most valuable player in the Premier League this season. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye reached the former chairman of the technical committee of the Nigeria Football Federation, Christopher Green.
In the case of Wilfred Ndidi being voted as the best player in the Leicester team, I'll say that Wilfred Ndidi deserves it because the lad has really worked hard. He plays in the heart of the Leicester team and contributes a lot to the team's progress. He has also developed in leaps and bounds as a player from the age grade team. I'm very happy for him. He can be better than what he is now. He has a lot to offer, and he has a long way to go in football. He's quite a young lad, and I think he's done well for himself. Leicester should be proud of him. He's a very strong boy and strong in mentality and has abundance of skills. So it's no wonder that he's been voted as the best player in the Leicester team. And I want to say that he deserves it. Congratulations to him.
Two attack-minded Nigerian players, Cyril Dessert and Chidera Ejuke, have been included in the Dutch Eredivisie team of the season. What's your take on this?
Cyril Dessert and Ejuke being included in the Eredivisie team of the year, it's a good one for them, and it's also a motivation for other Nigerian players, up-and-coming players. I want to say that they should continue to develop and do well. They could get a call-up to the national team one day, but it's more important for them to continue to perform at this level and even better than what they are doing for now. I think it's a very good thing for Nigeria. It shows that we have abundance of talents, and at any time we can call upon any of them, and they will show on the day. So it's a good one for them, and I also want to say congratulations to them.
Do you think these accolades is a sign of good things to come for Nigerian football?
Well, to an extent, these accolades may not necessarily add to the development of our football. And to an extent, too, it could be motivational. But the most important thing is that these players are not playing in Nigeria. They're foreign-based players. We need to strengthen our leagues, which is the foundation of our football development. That's our football development. The league is actually the foundation of our football development. So whatever accolades our players out there get does not really transform to what we have back home. Because if the league is the way it is now, I do not think there's anything that can be better than what they are doing right now. What I want to say is that let's see how to better our league, strengthen our league so very much, and churn out players. And at the end of the day, you'll get people coming out and doing their best, and there'll be so much development in our football.
As a football manager, what should be done to harness numerous football talents in the country?
Well, a lot needs to be done to harness our youths and turning them to be world-class, in the sense that what we need to do is really to start from the foundation, build very seriously on youth development, start from the grass and follow it up assiduously, get a plan, a very good program, which you follow and see them through the age grade until they get to the peak. And so it's not an easy thing. It's something that is very demanding and where you need a lot of commitment and you need capacity to do all that. So I think it's very important for us to start from the cradle, from our youths, begin programs, get styles of play, get a policy and a direction, get focused, and at the end of the day, we'll get where we really want to get to. Thank you.
Thank you, Christopher. That's Christopher Green, former chairman of the technical committee of the Nigeria Football Federation. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Make a difference by honoring ordinary people doing extraordinary things to help one another. VOA encourages you to tell us about everyday people who have shown leadership in your communities during the coronavirus crisis. Submit your nominations to VOA Leaders at voanews.com. Send us your name, phone number, and email, and a VOA reporter will contact you. We're all in this together.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. A documentary on Senegalese football star Sadio Mane was recently released. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, let's listen in again to this feature by VOA's Gwen Uten.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The documentary called Sadio Mane, Made in Senegal, chronicles the life of the Liverpool forward, his memories of growing up in the small village of Bambali, and the loss of his father at 7 years old. Mane spoke to Reuters News from his home near Liverpool, England, on the day of the premiere, and explained how his childhood inspired him to always give back to his home village.
It has been always something I thought about since when I was young. In my mind, I wanted to do something for my village, because I go there and I grew up there. I know all the reality of my society, especially my family. And it's a really, really small village. I know the condition of life not optional, which is very, really sad for not Bambari, for all around the village, because they're struggling with the same problem as the school as well. Some don't know where to study, and has a human being, I think, today has a role model. I think it's really important to do something for those people who really need it, and my family as well.
Mane has been a steady benefactor in his village and has provided funding toward the construction of hospitals, schools, and mosques in Senegal. Most recently, he donated the equivalent of $50,000 to help his country during the coronavirus pandemic.
It's a really, really, really tough moment for not Senegal, but for all the world. And I think which is really important to stick together and try to do the best and fight against this sickness, which is really, really bad. I think if everybody tries to do, not saying, but try to do something which is can help the country or the world, I think, and to make what is the best for people.
Mane says his desire to provide for his community began at a very young age, as did his desire to play football. And he says in the beginning, his family needed some convincing.
No one thought I would become a football player, and especially my mom. My mom never, ever dreamed, and she never thought in her life I can become a football player, because for her, it has something... She prefers something better than football. For me, I just waste my time. And I can say from that, I never doubt. And it was my dream is to, especially to become a football player for sure.
Mane is now one of the best players in the sport and plays for the best team in the Premier League. Liverpool currently sits at the top of the league table with a 25-point lead. The Reds were only 2 victories away from clinching the title before the coronavirus outbreak suspended all play and halted their run. Mane says he will accept if the club has to extend their wait for the trophy, but the outbreak won't erase Liverpool's remarkable season.
It has been an unbelievable season for me and my teammate, and we are 25 points, which is incredible. And I think if the season continues, we might win the Premier League for sure, but right now, so a bit complicated with the situation, and everybody knows that. And hopefully the season will not avoid, and Liverpool will be calling at the end of the season. And for me, to add Premier League again, I think it will be amazing.
Mane says he and the Liverpool team do a virtual check-in once a week to stay connected. And he is staying connected to the game of football and is never far from the pitch.
You know, someone like me or someone else, if I said, or they sacrificed everything for football, I think it should be normal, because I never try to get the title or try to put tiredness in the head or just get lazy, which is I should give everything possible to football, which is I have to first of all be always fit and to give all necessary things to be fit, like training hard, sleep on time, and be as professional as possible. It's what I'm trying to do every single time. And right now, I think, I'm training every one day, so every 2 days.
Mane says his dream is to win the Africa Cup with his national team and become the first African player since George Weah to win the Ballon d'Or. And, of course, he hopes to lift the Premier League trophy. UEFA President Alexander Seferin has said there is no way Liverpool will not be crowned English champions, even if the season does not resume. And he issued a warning to leagues that if they end their season early without permission, they could face a ban from European competition next season. And that is all from me, Sonny. I'll hand it back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten.
I'm Kendra Harrison. I'm the 100 hurdle world record holder for Team USA. And you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week. Right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. That's my VOA colleague, Heather Maxwell. And this VOA history note, Music Time in Africa is the Voice of America's longest-running English language program. It was founded in 1965 by the late, great Leo the Music Man Sarkeesian. I encourage our VOA listeners to check out Jim Stevenson's Game Room via voanews.com. Jim began his latest Game Room with boxing news. Here's Jim.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Boxing match in Nicaragua may have shown the world the immediate future of live sports. an 8-fight card in front of a live but sparse audience on folding chairs spread 2 meters apart was televised from Managua. Promoter Rosendo Alvarez, a former 2-time world champion, had dismissed the threat of the virus and even offered free tickets. I think that as long as there is no vaccine, we should carry on. We can't stand by and stay closed in our homes and do nothing, because you're not going to die of coronavirus, but you are going to starve. Alvarez said he signed up the 16 local boxers for the card because they needed to work. Boxer Ronan Zamora says virus protocols don't affect the way he fights. This is an opportunity for me to show myself in front of the public. They are wearing gloves before entering and using alcohol on their hands and cleaning their shoes. Here and everywhere in the world, people are taking care. And apart from the boxing, I work the same with these gloves and the alcohol gel. An estimated 1/10 of the 8,000 seats appeared to be filled as officials refused to announce attendance figures. Alvarez says the boxing culture shows how to handle the pandemic. The pandemic, the virus is here, and it's not going. We have to learn how to live with it. In Mexico, with this pandemic, they don't know what to do. And like the boxers do in this pandemic, we have to be disciplined. Wash your hands, be careful, and to have this mask for your face. Alvarez says his organization is taking protective measures at the bouts. Spectators were told to stay at least 2 meters from the ring, and medics checked temperatures when they entered. Face masks were required. The government insists Nicaragua has barely been touched by COVID-19. International Boxing Federation World Featherweight Champion Josh Warrington is willing to sacrifice a big stadium fight in order to take on World Boxing Association Champion Kan Su of China behind closed doors.
Well, I guess he's going to have record viewers on those who want to tune in. We're going to miss a little bit of an atmosphere, and I think there's going to be a few people who are going to be a little bit upset that wasn't part of the night.
Before the UK's coronavirus lockdown began March 23rd, a deal had almost been done for the Leeds Warrior to face the Chinese fighter at an open-air venue in Leeds. Now the bout could feel a little different.
It'd be something we'd definitely consider. I should imagine it'd be a little bit different on the ring walks and that, but I guess once you're in there, the noise is kind of a blur anyway.
The 29-year-old Warrington is already practicing his shuffle moves. Shuffling away from fans in the grocery store, that is.
A few days ago, I went to the supermarket, and I'm trying to keep my distance. I only wanted to get a few essential items in and out, but there were people, Josh Warrington, and they're coming over, and it's like, they're coming into, closer than 2 meter proximity, and I'm trying to be as polite as possible by saying, just guys, keep your distance, stuff, taking step backs, but they're coming forward, and I'm thinking, I'm coming out of supermarket paranoid, and thinking, could they have had it? Who have they met? They're out and about. And I think psychologically, it's had an effect on all of us, so people are going to be a little bit wary still.
Warrington says he's working hard not only to stay in shape, but to improve his physical abilities.
Every time I go for a run, I'm beating my time again, so I'm constantly pushing. By the time camp comes around, I'm going to have fitness the highest level and just build and build and build on that.
Once a dream, now Warrington feels closer to beating the other current champions and unifying the world featherweight titles.
I watched the likes of Lennox Lewis out there and on TV and Ricky and Joe Calzaghe. And you think, wow, that is unbelievable. But you never think you get to that stage. It's kind of like a kid dreaming of playing an FA Cup final, or a Champions League final. You never think that's going to happen. But now it's no longer in stars. It's touching distance.
Bull riding competition bucked and jumped in the face of the pandemic as masked riders rode the beasts behind closed doors in Oklahoma.
Keep riding. Yeah, baby! Woo!
Brazilian Fabiano Vieira was the eventual winner in the first sporting event in the United States since the lockdown. The 37-year-old veteran finished ahead of Colton Jesse and Jose Vitor Leme, who placed second and third, respectively.
Playing with Tom is special. I mean, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
National Football League fans have extra incentive, as if they needed it, to watch the sport return as perhaps the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady, is reunited with former New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, as both are now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
To build a connection with a quarterback, too, is something special. I mean, you've seen it many times with many other players. They can switch teams, and they might not have the same chemistry as they have with one of their other quarterbacks. So we have a great chemistry out there, and every time we get together, it's just like, you know, the old days. It doesn't matter if we take a month off or 6 months apart. We just go out there and we're throwing the ball just like it's a normal practice, no matter what.
The man known simply as Gronk is back in the NFL after spending 13 months in retirement.
It just happened to be the right opportunity, I feel like, down in Tampa. Yes, Tom is definitely, he was like the appetizer of the whole meal, you know. He got me hooked when he went down to Tampa.
The former Patriots tight end spent 9 seasons with Brady in New England, and the pair won 3 Super Bowls together. He likes what he sees in Tampa Bay.
I saw what was down there, just the opportunity to go down there and play with that type of offense. I mean, they got some special wide receivers out there. They got other great tight ends, and let me tell you, I love working with tight ends too, so I'm definitely looking forward to that, working with OJ and Cam. So that's definitely going to be a special opportunity, but just blessed to be in this situation and have this opportunity.
Gronkowski last played in the Super Bowl in February 2019 before stepping away from the sport to give his body a chance to heal from numerous injuries during his career.
Thanks to my VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson, for that spicy and sporty game room package. Go to voanews.com anytime to listen to Jim's game room.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
In the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, Bob Rivers, Spike O'Neill, Joe Bryant, and friends did a parody of a Beatles song to remind us that washing your hands is good and fun. Let's give it a listen. Wash your hands. And no high fives. No high fives. And that wraps up the April 30th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. See you next month. And that's the sunny side of sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC. VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.